We're continuing our Shu'urim on Otos Chaim. We are now in Perek Beis, the Shah Abba V'Ima. And we're continuing to explain the formation of the Parsufim. Hagamba, we did see them again. Shai Gulim from the beginning, that was like quite a few hundred pages ago. But now, again, that was only Behemoth's Dak. Now we're actually Mamash Bapod coming to see them how they flourishing. So we spoke about Atik and how Atik came to being by taking bits of Man, bits of Ben, right hand side, left hand side, Ducha v'Nukva, to make a part of Atik. Same thing with Arir and all the parts of him. The question we spoke about, we left off last time, was that we know there is two parts of him called Abba v'Ima. Now the Ariza tells us that they split into four patsufim called Abba V'Ima Ilayim. So if you look at just the basic picture is four boxes. So the top box again is Abba Ilayim. Left box is Ima Ilayim. And underneath Abba Ilayim is Yisra Saba. And underneath Ima Ilayim is Tuna. Four boxes. Two on top of two. The question is, how do they come into being? Okay, the Shemesh Soson explains to us that Abba V'Ima come into being by the fact that we have the Sare of the Diknat Arich. We haven't learned this portion because, again, it's missing from our Kitzur that we're learning also Tzayim. It's in Sha'ar Atik, Sha'ar Arich, I should say. That creates the basic parts of Abba V'Ima. Let's take it as a given. Now, what flourishes, what makes them grow? That's the initial binyan, but you have to make them grow. That's what we call the chug. Chasadim mikvus. We spoke about this many times. That's the mayim, hamegadlim, it's a ilan. That's a loshon ariza. That's what makes the actual parts of grow. Now, the way they grew, let's just summarize the process, is that in Kabbalah it's very, very important to get the halbosha clear. That means how one part of is inside another part of. That's came out 90% of the sod, how to understand Kabbalah. Otherwise you just get very mumbled up in different lashonos and one seems to be contradicting the other one. But if you see, have a clear picture of the halbosha, oh, das is yesod, which is tifer, which is, it's all in the same line. It makes sense because it's all lined up if you have the picture straight in your head. If not, you go, I thought we're talking about yesod. Now he's talking about dumping the das and then he's speaking about tiferet. What is he speaking about? If you see the picture, it all makes a lot of sense. So let's get the picture clear that we're going to talk about three different parts of him. One is malbish on top of the other. Now, we're going to talk about the most pnimi. We're talking about the six main partsufim, which is Atik, Arich, and then you have Abba V'Ima, and Zeham Pin V'Nu. We're going to talk about now about the first four partsufim. Okay. Which is Atik and Arich. How is Arich Malbish on Atik, that we spoke about in Shah Atik and Shah Arich, is that the Arich is Malbish, the Zayin Tachtonim of Atik. The Zayin Tachtonim of Atik, we showed a picture last time, it's very clear. This is a better picture.
No, but you don't see the Halbosha in this picture.
I know, but how else do you want to. If you show the Halbosha, you won't be able to see anything.
No, I just mean, David doesn't see the Musag of Halbosha in the picture.
So, like this, it's very simple. This picture, what this picture demonstrates over here is, let's say this is Atik. Okay? But this picture shows you Arich like this. Very simple, okay? So look at the black without concentrating on the red. Don't look at the red writing. So what do you see? Esther Sphere is very simple, right? What do you see? You see Keter Chochma Bina, and then you see Chesed Gvuot Tiferet, Netzachot Yisod. That's it. Those are the main nine spheres, and then the other Netzach, Netzach, Netzach is very simple. Then you have the red, which is the part of Arich, which is Malbishit, which is like the hand on top of the hand. So you have here, you have Keter Keter over here. Okay, it's a bit of an exception to the rule. Usually it's Keter Chochma Bina. And then you have Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. You see, one's on top of the other. You can't get more simpler than that.
It's in all directions.
It is what it is. What do you mean it's in all directions? What does that mean exactly?
There.
Yes. One cylinder inside another cylinder. That's how we picture it. It's hard to demonstrate this. We're just showing very simple, inaccurate pictures. Like I always said, these pictures are very terribly inaccurate, but it gives us an inkling meaning just a little bit of an understanding of what's going on. Okay. So if I would ask you, where is the Yesod of Atik as opposed to Arich? You tell me. Arich's Tiferet is Malbish, is on top of and surrounding the Yesod of Atik. We're going to focus on this square now. Okay? Why is that? Why is that so important, Yesod Atik? Because Yesod Atik is where the Shefa comes out from. Right? How do we reproduce? Where does the Shefa come out from us? Through the Yesoidus, right? That makes Zivugim, and that's Mashpir Bechutz. Always from the Yesod. So where is the Hashpah going to? Tiferet of Atik, of Arich, right? There we go. When I tell you that, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If I know I'm telling you, Yesod goes to Tiferet. You understand what I'm talking about. If the picture's clear to you, Yesod is underneath being Mashpia into the other parts of Ha via this process. The Yesod leaking into being Mashpia into the Tiferet, and then it's going to Mashpia to the rest of the parts of. Okay? That's the simple sense. We have the Zayin, Zayin Tachtonim, which is from Chesed all the way downwards, and the Hashbosha is on the Zayin Tachtonim. So the only thing Giloy is the Gimel Reisha, the Atik. That's the Reisha de Lo Yodom. Okay, that we spoke about already. Now, what we're going to speak about now is another part of which has been Malbish on top of that. Okay? And that's going to be Abba Ve'ima. Are you still with me? Abba Ve'ima is going to be Malbish on top of that. And how are they going to come to being? Again, through the Yesod Atik, he's going to be the recall. Keep that in mind. The Yesod Atik is going to be Mashpia to Arich, which is therefore going to be Mashpia on Abba Ve'ima. You don't see it in this picture yet. But they're going to be Malbish on top of Arich.
In the same place?
No, they're never Shavu V'Shavu. Always one is lower than the other. One Patsuf is always greater than the other Patsuf, right? So it makes sense that one is Malbish a bit lower. And the Zerap is a bit lower. You have a whole binyan in front of you, okay? Again, but look at the Yesod, the Atik is going to be Mashpir to Arich. And then when I tell you Yesod is going to be Mashpir to Abba Ve'ima, it all makes sense because you'll see the picture. One is Malbish to the other. Now, let me show you this other picture over here. So this is what I told you exactly. So this is the, look at the Yesod. Focus on the Yesod. What's coming out from the Yesod is a koach called Chug. What's Chug? Hei Chasodim Vehei Gvurot. Right? That is what's going to be Mashpia on the Tiferet, which was Tiferet the Arich. And going to make Arich grow. Okay? So the Chug is coming from the Yesod, which is Mashpia on the Tiferet. Okay? You got the. Is that clear? Quite clear, no? Quite clear. What's going to happen? We said, five chasadim, five gvuros. We spoke about the Yesod Atik. Now comes out from the Yesod Atik, this was last parak, five gvurot. The five gvurot come out. Where do they go? Two to the right side, two and a half go on the right side of the Yesod Atik. Two and a half gvurot go on the left side of the Yesod Atik. Okay? Then the chasadim come out. Now, two and a half chasadim go, they gravitate to the left hand, to the right hand side, thereby pushing the two and a half gvurot, which were originally on the right hand side, to the left hand side. So it comes out that you have five gvurot on the left hand side, and two and a half on the right hand side, and two and a half inside. Okay? You have five gvurot and five chasadim. When you look at the picture now, You have 2.5 chasodim inside the yesoda atik, which hasn't come out. Yeah. You have 2.5 on the right hand side of yesoda atik, chasodim, and then you have 5 gvurot on the left hand side. Now we said there's 2 parts to this. There's one place called the mokum gilui, and one mokum is called the mokum situm. Situm. That means, where's the mokum situi? Right by the Yesoda Atik. Here's the Yesoda Atik. So let's say this is the Yesoda Atik. So on the right hand side, this is my right, your right, over here, let's talk about your right. Right here, the whole length is called the Mokum Situm. Okay, so you have 2.5 chasodim on this side, 2.5 gvurot on this side, and 2.5 chasodim inside. The 2.5 gvurot will be now over here. So you're going to have 2.5 over here, 2.5 over here. Am I making myself clear? Yeah? Okay. 2.5 gvurot in the Mokum Situm, and 2.5 in the Mokum Gilo. What's the Mokum Gilo? It means the Yesod stops here, let's say. This is the end of the Yesod. So you have 2.5 over here, and 2.5 over here. Okay? Now, the Chasodim, same thing. You have 2.5 over here on this right-hand side, sorry, and 2.5 inside, though. Okay? Why am I telling you this? I'm not trying to bore you with details, but rather I'm going to try and explain to you now, or the Arizal explains to us, this will create the 4 Patsufim that we spoke about. What's the 4 Patsufim? Abba V'ima Elohim, and Yisrael Saba and Tfuna. Those are the 4. That is built by the fact that you have these 4 sections, means 2.5 chasodim on this side, 2.5 chasodim on that side, 2.5 gvurot on this side, 2.5 gvurot on the other side. That makes the 4 patsufim. Okay? Let's see that inside. I basically told you what this perek's all about. So let's see inside. Atta. Soch leida b'may yitchaluku 4 patsufim acher she'akol b'giloi. Well, most of it, because that's talking about perek base of Shah Abba V'ima. We're talking about Acha Shakol Golui. That means let's talk about the Gvur. The Gvur, all the Gvurs are Begiloi, except there's only the Chasodim that are split. Half is in Giloi, half is in Situm. Or more is in the actual Yesod, the Atik. But in and the Einu came Rak B'Chasodim V'Gvurs Rishonim. Shbo Be'eish Shenit Kenu Abba V'Ima V'Gam Higdil Et Arich. שעל ידי זה הייתה הגדולוסו ותיקונו בפעם ראשונה כשנתקם עולם אצילות. So, he's going to chadash to us over here. I mean, everything's a chadash by us here. But we spoke about, it's called the Chug HaRishonim. That's what I just spoke to you about as they came out. That made the basic formation of the tikkun of this part of over here, of Abba V'Ima. In a minute he's going to tell us about his pas to sheni. That means a chug sheni is going to come out. A chug sheni is going to come out. Omnam misham ve'ilch kava nitkenu arich va'aba ve'ima ali de'elu achasodim v'gvurot rishonim. Arich was built through these pashtas of the chug coming out from Atik, and Abba ve'ima was nitkan ali de'ei these pashtas of the chug coming out from Arich. Hine. Kasher mizdavku, mizdavik, arer ampin benukver, omore da chasadin v'gvurot chadashim, or litzor abav ima, or litzor zun, gamkein, az otem chasadin v'gvurot einan omdim keseda niska sho'olim lemala, omnam hem yordim memurutze lematin bimkomam, rak she'elo chasadin v'gvurot rishonim, הם תמיד מקבלים הרע מן החדושות הבאות אחר כך תמיד כנודע בזיווג דאריך ואבא ואמא דלא פסיק לאלמין ובבחת משהו צריך לחיות העולמות כנודע ותמיד נמשוכים חסדים וגבוז חדושות. Okay, so here we have it. He's explained to us in this paragraph what's happening over these 2 stages over here. We spoke about already Baal Peh, what's called the Spashas Rishon of the Chasodim Harishonim, Chasodim Vigvuz Harishonim, which made the formation of the parts of Arir, and also was Nitkan the Abav Ima. But besides that, there's a new Ispashus of Chasodim Vigvuz, which is coming out from where? From the Zivug of Arir Vinukveha. And that is not going to work in the same way that we saw the process happening by the Chug Arishonim. Chug Arishonim, we saw that the tendency of the Gvurot, instead of going down, being mashpil on the rest of the palsu, but rather went up. It went upwards. And it has a koach to do that. And because it did that, and it has a cheshek to mizdabek to the chasodim, because the Gvurot need tikkun, therefore, maybe the chasodim also should go up instead of going down. Instead, it's coming down through the yesod of Atik, and you think that it's going to go down all the way in its passions in the parts of Al-Aq, but rather it makes a full U-turn and goes back up to the outside of the yesod, the Atik. And mimela, the chasodim come out, they follow suit. That means the gvud or mashpia on the chasodim, the chasodim also go upwards. Masha Einkin, when we're talking about the Chugasheni, they're not like that. They go straight down, and their tafkid is to mashpil on the rest of the Patsuf without making any U-turns going back up. By doing this, the mashpia was called the Ha'ora to the Chasodim V'Gvuos Arishonim. And by doing that, that's enabling them, the Patsufim now, to be mashpia, to be in a matzav of Panim v'panim, to be mayor, the matzav tmidi on the tachtonim. Tami nimshach chasen gevur mevachadoshot, and therefore they themselves in turn are mashpia this what we call the chug to the rest of the patsufim. Now, okay, is that clear so far? Any questions? Okay.
Where was it before? That's the second time or the first time we're talking about now?
Well, there's two things happening. The Chasodim Gvurot came out.
For the second or first time? The Chasodim of Yesod Da'atik, yeah?
Yeah, what?
Creating what? Those Chasodim Gvurot, yeah?
And which stage are you talking about? Talking about...
Just this stage now. What you said.
What? Again...
The Gvurot that you said.
That I was talking about right now, that's Pamshniya.
Pamshniya,
yeah.
Of
Yesodatik, yes.
Creating what exactly? Creating Chasadim Gvurot of Arif? Or it's something else?
No, Chasadim Gvurot are not being created. They're coming from Milimala, and they're coming via the Yesodatik.
Yeah.
And they already, the Pamshniya is coming to create now Yisod Sab and Tfuna.
Ah, new Patsuf.
New Patsuf.
Now what is Arich? Arich is on the way, no?
Arich was built already.
Yeah, but how this Chasim Gvurot goes? Arich is on the way. I mean,
in the way, you mean in the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Bokea. Yeah, that's it's Bokea. It's Bokea through the Patsuf of Atik and into the Bokea into Arich, and then it goes into Avavim. That's right. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Now the only question was is that the Mefarshim explained that the Beit Lechem Yehuda, others, that it's a bit difficult to understand, because if we're talking about the Chasodim Rishonim, and we know there's 2.5 Chasodim still in the Yesod Atik, how is it now the, and we know it stays there, it doesn't move, it stays in the Yesod Atik, how is it now the new Spashtas of Chug is going to come and get out from the Yesod Atik? Right? We're saying there's a new Ashpol now, Chug Sheni. Mm-hmm. How is Chug Sheni going to get through? They have to go through the Yesod Atik. Mm-hmm. They're going to be blocked up by the fact that there is a 2.5 Chasodim there in the Yesod Atik. So he says very simply that they bypass them, interesting enough. You think that they're going to push the Chasodim out? No, because we don't see them coming out of Chalal. So he says simply they bypass the Chasodim Arishonim and go around them. That's what he says. Over there you saw it, and it goes out through the other side. And then after that, these chug, chadoshim, they're mispashit into the goof. Now let's see what happens. Let's continue in the text.
And
as the ispashta sheni, right, chuga sheni, is coming out from the, as it's still in the yisod ha'atik, hasn't come out yet. As it's moving down, the yisod ha'atik is mashpia on the chasodim arishonim. Derech masach, through means the yisod ha'atik, through the walls of atik, the yisod ha'atik is mashpia from in to outwards on the. On the chasodim arishonim, the chasodim gvurot ashehem lemata, hem mikablem ha'ara min hachadoshot begiloy gamur, v'siba zo hi ma shegorem et hitchalkut arba partzufim heyot shinui hevdel ben hatachtonot el ha'elyonot. So the mokum, remember, we know that the chasodim are split by the fact you have 2.5 in the Yisod Atik, and then you have 2.5 on the right hand side connected to Yisod Atik, and the Gvurot are split a bit differently. You have 2.5 on the left hand side of the Yisod Atik, and the Mokum Rosh is connected to Yisod Atik, right? And then underneath that you have 2.5 in the Mokum, which is called Mokum Giloy. The Mokum Giloy, that means where the Yisod Atik stops, Mikan La'abo, is called the Mokum Giloy, is going to experience much more shefa from the chasodim gvuros chadoshes, because it's in the mokum goloi, and there's no masach masha enke. The only way the chasodim shniim are going to mashpia on the chasodim arishonim is through the masach, through the walls of the yisod ha'atik, thereby mimating, they're going to get much less shefa. They're going to receive much less shefa than do the chasodim ashnim. In the mokum rishonim, the chasodim and gvud arishonim in the mokum giloy. Now, through this new hashpo of the chug sheni, that's going to create now these four patsufim. We had the Abba v'Ima, but now they're beginning to call different names. Abba v'Ima Elayim. Abba v'Ima Elayim means on top. And then this new hashpah they're getting from the chug sheni, this hashpah chazaka, which is called very strong hashpah from the chug asheni, is going to create now two other patsufim called Yisod Saba and Tfuna. V'nimsa ata ki abba ve'ima malbishim et arich min hagoron shebo atzium yisod de'atik shebetocho shehu atzium shlish elyon shel tiferet de'arich. Vuhu ad ha'chozeh shelo, v'abba malbish ha'yamin, ha'yamin, v'ima malbish malbeshet ha'smo. So now if you look at the halbosha, let's take a step back now. When you look at now, abba v'ima, vis-a-vis the parzuf of arich, you're going to see the halbosha like this. They're going to be on the goron, abba v'ima will be on the goron of arich. Abba will be on the right hand side, and Ima will be mamish on the left hand side of Arich, side by side. And how far the mispashit? Only to the chaze. What's the chaze? That's the tiferet elyon of Arich.
I understand. At the beginning, we add the tat of Arich malbish the yisoid of Atik. So what changed now? How do we get chesed being malbish yisoid? Chesed. The Arif being Malbish Yesod the Atik.
Who talking about Chesed?
You said that Abba and Ima is Malbish Arif from the Goroi.
Oh.
They do Chesed.
Right.
Which is, and is that coming from the Yesod of Atik? This Chamisha Gvoros are from the Yesod of Atik. So it makes sense that Chesed the Arif is Malbish Yesod the Atik.
Right, so.
Beforehand we said that Tat is Malbish. Tat the Arif is Malbish. Yisod Da'atik.
Right. Tat de Arich. What are you asking me? Tat de Arich is Malbish Yisod Da'atik. Right.
And now we say that Abba is Malbish Arich from the Goron.
Right.
In Chesed.
Right.
And it's from the yesod of Atik.
And?
And this is from, and it's getting the Chamisha Gevuros and Chamisha Chasadim from the yesod of Atik.
Right.
So Al-Kochach Lechora, that the yesod of Atik is on the same level of Chesed Darich and not Tat Darich.
Yes, but it spans a bit further. You saw the Ari go until the Tiferet.
You saw the
Atik, mm-hmm. is goes down as far past the Chesed of Atik. So it goes past the Chesed.
It is starting from where?
It starts from, what do you mean?
The beginning of Yesod of Atik is the beginning of Tat, the Arif.
No, not the beginning, the end. It's the end. It's Messiah. It finishes off at the end of the Shlish
Elyon. Yeah. But the starting of Yesod the Atik,
right,
is like the starting of Tat the Arif.
No, again, it finishes off at the Tat Arif.
No, it finishes on the Shlish of Tat the Arif.
But you mean the top?
Yeah, but the top, they're sitting together, no?
Right, so the chesed.
The chesed is higher. The chesed is called again first netzach, first shish netzach, the atik.
The chesed is higher than.
The chesed arich is like netzach, the atik. Shish netzach, the atik. First shish netzach, the atik.
Go on, right, okay, so.
Just now we said that Abba is Malbish. From the Goroin of Arich.
Right. We said that how is Abba v'Ima Nitkan? Through the Chasadim and Gvod coming out.
Of
Yesod the Atik.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Now, where do they go?
They go higher.
That's right. They go up.
They go up.
That's why I told you the Gvod have a it's called Or Choyzer. It goes upwards, and that will create the Patsuf again. It's actually created, like I told Moshe and Sosom at the beginning. It says it's actually the creation happened from the Dikna Aria, but this is still the culmination, the finishing, the Makom Patish of it. This helps it, but it's that's where it starts from. So therefore, the Halbosha again will be from the Ab of Im will be on the Goron of Arich until the Chazer, which was at the end of Shlish Elyon. That's why it says, "Who Siyum Shlish Elyon Shil Tiferet Arich." Who Ad the Chazer Shilah? That's called the Chazer, the end of Chazer. V'Alba Malbish Yamin, and Iba Malbish Malbesh Itzmo. So if you look at the picture, so if you have Arich, Arich in the middle, on the right hand side. If you look at this way, the right side, so he will be Malbish, Abba will Malbish the whole entire 180 on this side, and Im will be Malbish 180 around this side. From the Goron of Arir to the Chazer. V'achakar ba'im Yisra Saba, v'tvuna, v'malbishim gam hem et Arir min ha'chazer nizka ad tibor shel ha'arir shu yoter lemata me'at min ha'chazi tiferet shelo. And they explain that's the Shlish Tiferes Tafton. Yisra Saba b'yamin v'avetun b'smol v'eilu arba parzuf v'hem albishim et arich min ha'goron ad b'sach hakol. It's going to look, if you look at it, you're going to see min ha'goron ad the tibol of arich mikol stodav sivutav b'smol v'yamin ach upanim. Okay, 180 for Avon, 180 degrees for Imam. Okay, so that's clear. So let's continue. Now, he's going to tell you a din. Now, comes out the Abba v'Ima on top of Yisro Saba v'Tfuna. V'Kaval Noda. Mashi be'Anu be'Inyan Leia v'Racha. He's going to give you a dugma v'Alma. We haven't learned about Leia v'Racha, but he's going to throw this in. It's just as a dugma v'Alma. And what do we learn over there? Behiyotam omdot achore za. You have to know that the place behind za. Again, we don't have to concentrate on this part. It's just a dugma. We know that al rachel v'le'ia are on the back side of za. That's the nukva de za. She'az ha'egbayim shel ragle le'ia nichnasim betoch rosho rosh rachel omedet tachteya. We know that the legs of Leah is on top of Rachel. Leah's legs go into the head, Kiv Yochel, of Rachel. V'chein gam kan, v'chein gam ken b'kan. Shagbaim shel ragle bina elyon, which is ima, nichnasot toch rosh tfuna omed tachteya. Ma she'ein ken be'aba im yusasaba omed tachto. So interesting fact over here is that when we speak about the left hand side of Ariel, and what's malbish from the golden adachaze is ima elyon, amichaz adetibu is what we call tvuna. We're going to find a halbosha vayt in that the part of the tiferet be'emsa, that means we split tiferet into three parts, the tiferet be'emsa is going to be shared by both ima elyon and tvuna. They'll be sharing this, so it can be interlapping this middle section. Masha'en ken, interesting enough, by when it comes to Abba Elohim and Yisosabu, we don't find this halbosha between them. Now why is that? Why is that the left hand side is halbosha, that means ima Elohim and tvuna, Masha'en ken, when it comes to Yisosabu and Abba Elohim, there's no halbosha. Tama davahu lefisha gvut yotsu tchila mina yesod v'nitgalu v'ach kar yotsu achasodim. ואז היו גילוי ושווה כל גבורות. ולכן, נתקשו הגבור בקשר אמיץ עליונות עם התחתונות. ולכן, אף על פי שאחר כך נחלקו לשני פרצופים, נשאר ביניהם קשר אמיץ על ידי הגביים, הנזכרים, ועל יודם נתקשרת הבינה עם התפונה. So as the גבורות came out, interestingly, they all came out one go. They came out from the Yisod Atik, went through the Arich, and they came out, and they created the finishing of the Partzufim of Abba Imai, Abba V'ima Ilain and Yasut. But as we're coming out of the Gevurah, which is the left part of it, which is representing, in our case here, Ima Ilain and Tvuna, they came out all together. Therefore, that's why there's a strong Kesher. Halbosha between Ima Ilain and Tvuna. When it comes to the chasodim, half the chasodim went out, and the other half of the chasodim, two and a half chasodim, stayed inside the Yisod Atik. Thereby, there's no real kesher between them. Therefore, that's why one is on top of the other. Abba Elohim is on top of Yisod Saba with no habosh over there. Tvuna, they are, yes, that's right. There's a habosh between. Ima Elohim is sharing the same space. You can call that halbosha. One is inside of the other. That's right. Because the gvuros all came together, there was a connection between all of them all the time. Yeah. Now we're going to talk about a few ramazim, which are I always say the ramazim are the most difficult part of the Kitva Ariza, because they're based on psukim and they're very deep b'yesod, and it's hard to get to the amkus, the emes with the gematris and this and that. I think exactly what is the kesher between things. It's harder. It's easier when he speaks more technical. You can see the halbosha process in front of you when you have a picture, as opposed to ramos. But let's once Hashem will have siyat shmai. We're going to start off here with the gemara in chulin. Vizu mashu huva b'gemara. Okay, we're going to send this up here. Gemara in chulin. What does the gemara say? Lo nitzcha ela lebokem chatach. Adin. Okay, when you have an uber inside of a behemoth, the halacha is like, if the uber was mispashit its yod outside of the behemoth, there's a din that, well, let's start from the beginning. If you have an uber and a behemoth and you shech the behemoth, why is it the uber is mutar b'achila? Hagam, you didn't do shechit on the behemoth. The uber, you didn't do shechita. You made shechita on the mother, and the uber is not, because the gezeirah kosef says behema bebehema tochlu. So Chazal learned that a behema within a behema, which is an uber within that mother, all you need is one shechita to be matter the uber. Now, what happens if the uber is mispashit his hand outside the yesod the ima? Is it the uber throws out his arm before you did shechita? And you shot the mother. Second case scenario. What happens if the uber is mispashed his arm outside the ima, and then is retrieves his hand back into the uber, and then you do shechita? So the din is azeh. What's enough kamina? Saivi, you can eat the uber, right? You can always eat the uber. Once you do shechita on the mother, the pasuk says, "Behema, behema, tochel." You're allowed to eat the uber as well, even with the shechita. The only chilek would be is the uber's eva that came out. If the uber you can eat, except the eva you're not allowed to eat. Okay, so Vaita, what's the nafkamina between whether he's mispashit before shechita, he was choiz before shechita or not after shechita? The din is the mokum chatach. Lo nitzchu ele le mokum chatach. That means, are you allowed to eat the mokum chatach of this behema, of this uber, or not? So, if the uber was choiz ziyah betoch behema before you made shechita, that means uber was choizes on, and then you made shechita. The mokum chatach you're allowed to eat. Meaning, what's mokum chatach? You cut off the arm because it was mispashit outside the behema. Now, what about the mokum chatach? When you cut, you have to cut. If you say the mokum chatach is also, you have to cut lifnim mina behema. That means you have to cut a bit more than that place. The oivi of the esod of the behema. Masha enkit, if it's not. If it's choizer, then that mokum chatach you're allowed to eat. Mashenkin, if it wasn't choizer's hand, that mokum chatach is also you have to do lifnim. Okay, that's the gemara. And I'll tell you the emes is, is that that's the way the base lech and Yehuda learns pshat over here. But the truth is, there's another gemara in Brochus, there's another gemara in Urim, that all says mamash the exact same loshon, lo nitzrech ele lo mokum chatach, and talking about something completely different. So the Stama Machloek is over here, the Shem and Sosan also is mesupik exactly which Gemara is he referring to. Are you talking about the din of this Yitzisa Vlad, the Eva of Vlad, talking about Mechulin, or are you talking about something else? Bechalal, the Gemara Broch is about Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon and Chava state that there was the Eva to put Adam to sleep, and then it was Nichtach. That chilek of Chava, and the Gemara says Lo Nisrael Gemachum Chatach. So which bechalal is completely different Gemara there.
It feels similar to Chulin because the Gatzalot is the Yitzya from the Yisrael. Like we bechus is not Yisrael bichlal.
Yeah, that's okay. That could be one pshat, or it can be the pshat over there. I told you, like
the vote here to see that. You have the Yitzias Chamisha Ches Mechashek Boros from the Yisrael.
Yeah.
The
Brochus
is not
Yisrael. I'm not going to be married there because it's a whole Dush. I don't like to be married in the Dush so much, but let's continue. We have only a few more minutes left. Hine, says the Rav, says the Ariza, Hine, Bechines Mokom, Bechumos Mokom Hefsik, Vehevdil, Vachituch, Chituch meaning we have a differentiation between these four partsufim, the two on top, two on the bottom. Or you can define it as the two and a half chug, which is on top, and two and a half chug, which is on the bottom. That divine line is called the mokum hefsek hevdel v'chituch, shesh ben raglei abina el rosh ha'tvuna. K'shenichtocho ha'gvurot l'chatzayin, k'nizke, right, five, two and a half stayed in the Mokum Situm, it's called, which is Keneged Yesod the Atik, and two and a half went below that point, which is called the Mokum Giloy, past Yesod the Atik. V'od o she'ayu v'mokum ha'chatach anisker nichtas besod v'chinas agbayim v'toch rosh ha'tfuna. V'chituch v'chinas o'or hazeh lakcha bina l'chalka yote al chilek. So the same way we said that the mokum chatach is a shallow, it means that you might have to be able to take more than the mokum chatach. It means one is taking more than it's supposed to. That means over here, this moshe, you can look at the bina as the uber, and the tfuna as the eva. So the shallow is the eva going to take more eva, or is the uber going to take more eva? Right, so if you say the mokum chatach is awesome, that means the eva is taking more of its eva, which means it's awesome. If you say the mokum chatach is takamuta, then the uber will take more of its eva with it. That means you'll be able to eat more uber. That's it. And that Mokum Chatach is what we're speaking about here. That's the Akbayim of Bina being Machnis itself, that Mokum Mesupik, that Mokum into the Rosh of Tfuna. Okay, let's go back to it. Next Rambis. Now, Vini, Ata Tavin Lama Abina Nikra Eshet Chayil Ateret Bala. A new Rosh. Why do we call, what's this chart in Mishle? We say, Eshet Chayil Ateret Bala. Now, Atahu, we're going to give a few pshatim here. Kihi Nasis Mebechinas Egvuros Asher Hem Megulot Kulam Begilo Yote Menachasodim Kenis Galeel. אבל אבא שהוא מן החסודים שאין הם כל כך בגילוי אומר עליו בזוהר ואם כל דע ארבע תמר גניז יתיר והבין זה. So what do we have here? Again, if you look at the חסודים and growth, we have two and a half חסודים in the attic, which is hidden. Half of Abba is hidden. The other part of two and a half חסודים are the מוקם סיתום. מה שהם גבורות, most of them are בגילוי. Right, they're kilo on a high bechina giloi as opposed to situm. Abba is hiding, and ima is bigilo. That's pshat eshet chayil ateret bala. Eshet chayil is on top. That means more bigiloi than abba. That's the bechina's mokum. Where do we see them? One's on top of the other. There's another bechina we speak about. ועוד יש סיבה אחרת, כי גבורות יוצאו ונתגלו בתחילה טרם החסודים. One came out before the other. וקיבלו אז האור הגדול ובתחילה להיות מגולו. The intensity of the awe was much more when they came out first, as opposed to coming out later on. That means five as opposed to two. That's why she's considered עטרת בעלה, that מיילה. אשר זה סוד הפוסוק טוב תוכחת מגולו, Me'ava Mesoteres, meaning that Megula means is that, again referring back to the Gvuos, so Megula, we have five Megula, five Chasodim, five Gvuos, which are Megula, as opposed to only two and a half, which is Mechusa. That means that Abba is always Mitzad Chesed, Mitzad Ava. That Ava is only two and a half, as opposed to five Megula. The tochocha, which is dinim, which is bina, is more important than the two and a half of abba, right? That's what we say. Tovas tochocha is megula, which will benefit you more. The tochocha, because you're getting much more than the abba mesuteres. Ki yote tova o meirim hem gvuot and nikra tochocha liot megula. Yote mina chasadim nikra abba. The siva yot nistarim mechusim, because most of them is hidden. ולכן נקרא בינה עטרת בעלה כנזקה. וכן בזו אמרו, כי מה שאומרו חזר לעתיד לא וצדיקים יושבים עטרותיהם בראשיהם, what's פשוט not in that medrash, that the צדיקים sitting down and they have crowns on top of their heads, that's referring to the mamash this over here, that you saw this over here. כי בינה נקרא לא עתיד לבו ועל מדעתי, that's the new world, because we're working right now in Zeampin, נוקבה זון, Mashkin, the next world, the next bechin is talking about bina ima. Lachem bezman shememshalota hu latid lova as a chasodim niskolim nikra tzadikim en yoshvim tzadikim which zoiche to go to this place called bina olam haba. Don't be sitting down. Those are the chasodim represented by again right by the chasodim v'ateratayim shem gvurot bechinas nekevus. The sod ateret bala ateret beroshayim gedolim mehem. Because the whole world is going to be bechinas. Gvurot, I know. Right now we live in a world which is shalom mishur sadim. I know there's a zivug, a mizug between chasadim and gvurot. We can't stand the Kodesh Baruch wanted to create the world by dinim, and then he changed his mind kaviyochol and added chasadim because we know we can't stand. Lachor pashas, if you do an avera, you get punished, you get wiped out. But we're not on lamadrega, so Eibishter is meshtatif pula with the chasadim. We don't need that help. We can live in a world which is kuludinim. You do an aver, you're wiped off, finished. Why is that fair? Give us a chance. You won't need a chance. The awareness of a cultural world will be so great to you that you will be able to manage to live in a world which is kuludinim. That's why it's a world of bina. And Atel Roshei Amavit Tzadikim will be able to manage to live in such a world. Okay. Gam Bezitavim Masher Huva Bezoa Mi Yemalel Gvurot Hashem Ki Bina Yikra Gvura Ve'im Begvurot Shmoni Shalem. So there's two psukim is Dorish of it. Te'ilim and Kuvav. It says Mi Yemalel Mi Gematria 50 40, yeah, Mem is 40 and Yud is 50, Yud is 10 is 50. That's the 50 Shari Bina. Yimalel Yimalala, it's Dibo. The Koach HaGvura, because the Koach HaGvura is able you to speak. That's Yimalel Gvurot. Hashem, which is talking about Letzorach Zam. So we need this Koach HaBina, which is Letzorach Zam. Ki abina nikra gvura, the M, or you can translate the pasuk im begvurot shonim shmonim shana. Right? That means you can translate the pasuk like this. The M, instead of the im, the M. Why is she an M? Because she's le'em leza. Begvurot, she's nasi gvurot. Shmonim melemata. That means that when you were counting from the bottom up, say malchut, Hod and then Netzach Yosod, you're counting all of them. If you count eight up, you get up to Bina, and each sphere has eight inside, so that's 80. So that's Shmonim. Shana is Sphira, is the Gematria of Sphira. So that is another Rem is to this Bechina of the Maile of the Gvur, that she is a Maile. For example, she's the Emleza, she's a Gvur, she's the eighth of the Sphira. וכן אומר בזוהר כי הבינה דיני מתארים מיני כניסקה בפרשס אחרי מויס בפרשס ויקרא וכמה מקורים. So we know the bina, that's where all the dinim come out from, the stark dinim מתארים בו in bina. דתם הוא לפי שכולו אינו נאציס וניבנס אלא מהגבורס לבדם. She's talking completely built out of gvur. That's why women are considered to be the dinim שבו, and the husbands are more the chassodim or rachmin. מה שאין כן ברח ולאיום, אף ופי שהם נוקפים, יש בהם גם כן בחינס חסודים, וזוכר הקדום הזו. So even though Zah has a nukva part of him, but those רח ולאיום don't have the same dinim, same בחינס, I should say, as אימא. גם זה סוד הפוסוק, and we'll finish off the רמוזים with this, גם זה פוסוק, סוד הפוסוק, אני בינה, לי גבורה. That means the bina took for itself gvura. It's kulu made out of gvura. Kilo kachas gvura shel ben de'arich u'misham nivnes. Okay, Adka, let's get back to the bush. Let's try to finish off here. Hine, yesh atem mokum shela. Then we have a shala. Hine, v'hu ki im atam shel amala bina al chokma hu gilo gvurot. Now we just said we gave Gansa has, but to say that the bina is greater than Chochma, Shidatir Tala al Roshayim. Im came Hayarush Yisra Sava Vitvuna, Im Heyos Betachtonim, Gedolim Bimale, Ala Abba Vima, Lifish Tachtonim, Hem Bigilu, Elion Mesito. We're saying that the lower Bechina, which is Bina, is higher than Chochma, Abazah Yisra Sava Vitvuna should be higher than both of them. עולם הפו אלא אבל הנה אם כך הוא כי הנה אם כאשר יוצא גבור סתחילה היו מספר של יורד תקף למטה במקום גילוי אז ודא היו מאיר למטה במקום המגולים היו גדולים יוצאים לתחתונים לעליונים עולם אפילו הגבור סתחתונים כולם עלו למעלה כולם עלו למעלה ואיר למעלה במקום הבין העליונה ואיר למעלה ואיקה הרותם נצטרף עם האור העליון. ואז היו עליון יוצא באולות גדולות מהתחתון שלמטה. What happened over here? The first case was that in the first special of the Chug, it went upwards. And that's why Abba ve'Ima had this interesting twist to it, because the Gvuz went above, up and above, what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be Spashit Lemata. Masha Enken, Yisra Saba, and Tvuna, very Spashitus. I mean, the Ik Mahus of the Patsufim was Mispashit Lemata. So Zah first got the Spashitus, and then, I mean, Yisra Saba first got the Spashitus, and then there was Tvuna. Masha Enken, the other, the Spashitus Rishon, that happened the other way around. The Gvuz went up before the Chasodim. That's why one is greater than the other. וגם אתה מאחר, כי המחציץ של החסודים וגבורות עליונים, כל בחינות הם נבנית לאבא ואמא, אבל מחצית אותם תחתונים של מהם נאסי סיסה סבא ותבונו אין כל הרותם ניתן להם לבדם, כי גם הם צריכים לספש לתן הערה לשעד הספשטוס הגוף מן הטיבור ולמטה והירחיים היסוד האריר, וגם הם צריכים להריר את זון המלביש של מידר האריר מן הטיבור ולמטה, ונמצא שהרותם לא נשאר ליסוד סבא ותבונו רק הרותם המועטת, ובזה נמצא שאבא ואמא הגדולים מעולים מהם. So what happened over there? There's another big chiluk over here. Because when the hispashus rishon happened, all the ha'ora, all the chug stayed within Abba v'ima. Mashing Maria hispashus sheni of the new chug which came out, which created Yisro Saba and Tvuna, that didn't only stay in Yisro Saba and Tvuna, but also hispashus and Zav and Nuk and all the other parts of Shilamata. That's why you didn't have this intensity and this intensity of the hierarchy of the bechinas that we saw by Abba Veima. Okay, we're going to have to stop it here. So Hashem, we're going to start Paragimel next session.